Exodus chapter 1, Mishnah 4, Adam v'kelim mitamin b'meis, a person and utensils can be rendered impure by a corpse, as we've been saying. Chomer ba'adam mi'b'kelim, but there is a stringency regarding a person beyond that of utensils. U'b'kelim, and there's a stringency of utensils mi'b'adam, beyond a person. Why? Sha'kelim shlosha, because vessels, utensils, are three. Va'adam shnayim, but a person is two. What does it mean, utensils are three? Meaning, as we mentioned previously, that if a utensil touches a corpse, the utensil also becomes avia voi satuma. And if that utensil then touches a second utensil, the second utensil will become avatuma. And if that utensil touches a third utensil, that will become a rishon latuma. And that's where it will stop. But that's three layers over there. But if a person touches a corpse, the person doesn't become a vi avoy satuma, they just become an avatuma. And if they then touch a utensil, the utensil will become a rishon latuma, and that's where it will stop. So there's only two levels, let's say, by a person. It will only be transmitted twice. But with a utensil, there'll be three transmissions by utensils. So that's a stringency by utensils. Chemer ba'adam, and the stringency by people, she calls man shu be'emtza, whenever a person is in the middle, hein arba, there can be four transmissions. And how does that work? If a utensil touches a corpse, so the utensil will become avi avoy satuma, as we've seen. If the person touches the avatuma, if the person touches the utensil, the person will become an avatuma. If that person then touches a second utensil, the second utensil, now there's another difference, the second utensil will become an avatuma too. And if that utensil then touches another utensil, it will make the last utensil a first degree. So you see over here, there's four transmissions of impurity because the person was in the middle. And that's why there's a stringency by a person. But if the person's not in the middle, there will only be three, because utensils don't impart their own degree of impurity to something which touches them. It's only in the case a person touches a utensil. If the person is an avatuma, the utensil also becomes an avatuma. And therefore, that exception over there makes it possible for a person to be in the middle of a chain of transmission, and you end up with four transmissions instead of three.